Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the American Red Cross, Kelly Reamer. How are you today, Kelly?
Doing well on this beautiful day. How are you?
I'm doing well myself, thank you. And we love to have beautiful days like this because that means more people are out and about, and that means we can get more people out to the blood drive, which is happening on Wednesday of this week, isn't it?
That is correct. We will be up at the Knights of Columbus there in East Tawas from 11 to 5. And we're really encouraging, as I say every month, you know, for donors to come out. We're coming off of our summer push that we had. And I just want to take a moment to thank the community and all the donors that come in time and time again. And even if you're not able to come in, all those local businesses that put our posters and, you know, information on spreading the news on the blood drive. I just really want to thank everyone for that.
Yeah, that is really important to get the word out, and I know they do so very well here in the community. Exactly. And Wednesday, I know, I want to make sure we stress that, because I know for many, many, many years it was a Monday event, but it's moved till Wednesday, and again, the hours just a little shifted from what they used to be also.
That is correct. Yeah. Yep, we're going to do it a little earlier, and this will be the schedule going forward on Wednesdays from 11 to 5.
And, you know, as you kind of mentioned at the top there, the need for blood, very, very great, especially as we wrap up the summer months. I know we usually, because of vacations, have less donors, but a bigger demand for blood supplies.
That is correct. You know, just like the emergency room of a hospital, the Red Cross must be prepared to respond to the blood needs of our patients 24/7. So while we do that push during the summer, obviously everyone knows the need is constant. It's always there, and we need the blood already on the shelves, you know, to help save those lives.
Indeed, and it doesn't take very long to come on in and give blood. It really is a relatively short process for you.
That's correct. From the time you come in, I would allot an hour. The process, and that's getting checked in, to the time you're sitting down having your goodies and refreshments at the end.
That's right. And of course, make sure you eat a good breakfast. Be prepared, because I know that iron level is usually the one that trips up a lot of people when they come out.
It is. And, you know, for me, coffee drinkers or people that like their tea, the caffeine in the green tea, that is really a iron, really makes that iron go down. So I always, you know, maybe today, if you can go without it, I know how hard it is sometimes in the morning, but just to prepare, eat those iron rich foods and just be mindful of those iron items that, you know, kind of make that go down and might not make you be able to donate.
Boy, and if you're just in general good health, come on in and, you know, give blood. I know there are some things that you have to look out for and some procedures you got to take, but if you just feel generally good for the day, come on out, and even if you're a first-timer, because first-timers are sometimes even more important than those long-time donors, aren't they?
Yeah, we're always looking for people to, you know, donate, and, you know, our younger donors, to get them on board so that they can continue, you know, spreading that message and donating themselves. But yes, you generally good health. If you, I know we're going to be getting into fall, and I don't even want to say it, but the cold season and, you know, all that good stuff. But if you're runny nose, you feel fine. But if there's some symptoms of either flu or cold, it's not your day to donate. But if you're in generally good health, you can always visit our website, redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to either make an appointment or call for any questions that you may have in regards to your health.
Indeed. Call in advance, even to set up an appointment. You can do that also online there, too, and make sure you reserve some time. But otherwise, walk-ins are welcome. You know what? If you've got some time, come on in and give the gift of life.
That is exactly right.
And again, what's the website address and the phone number, Kelly, before we let you go?
Sure. People can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or on the web at redcrossblood, all one word, .org. O-R-G.
Wednesday, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus, all there on Newman Street in East Tawas. Come on out and give blood. And from the American Red Cross, Kelly Reamer. Kelly, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to seeing you Wednesday out at the blood drive.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for your time, Kevin.